Kal Kadosh, we're going to continue with Alachot of Nefilat Apayim with respect to a Chatan. Last Shiur we finished off on a good note, and that's why we started with a Chatan. We will continue. Minhag of Yisrael is that we do not say Nefilat Apayim, which means we do not confess Duvidui or Nefilat Apayim in the house of the Chatan when we're doing a Minyan there, or when the Chatan comes to the Bet Knesset. Throughout the entire 7 days of the chuppah. So that was the Minhag Yisrael. It says here, even on the 8th day, we have a Minhag not to do Nefilat Apayim, as long as there weren't 7 complete days of 24-hour periods from the time of the chuppah. Which means that even though you wouldn't say Sheva Brachot anymore, but to do with Nefilat Apayim, you would not say Nefilat Apayim. So for example, if on Wednesday, right before Shekiah, right before sunset, they got married, so then they would not do Nefilat Apayim when the Chatan is there the entire day of Wednesday, yeah, until Shekiah Tachama. Meaning that even though the next Wednesday, he's already, as if to say, on the 8th day, he's already finished and you wouldn't do Sheva Berachot anymore, but the entire Wednesday morning and Wednesday afternoon until close to Shekiah Tachama, you would not do Nefilat Apayim. Now, everything that we spoke about until now with regards to the 7 days of Sheva Berachot or the 7 days of happiness is only when you have a Chatan that's a groom, which he was a Bachur, which means he was never married, and he got married to a woman that was never married, or that you have a bachur, which means that he was never married, but he got married to a widow or a divorced woman, or you have that the groom is a widower or divorced, that he's getting married to a woman that was never married. Meaning, in other words, if any one of them, the bride or the groom, the chatan or the kala, were never married, you always do Sheva Berachot. So again, if either one, doesn't matter which one, was never married, this is the first marriage, you always do Sheva Berachot. However, if the Chatan is a widower or divorced, and the Kala is a widow or divorced, meaning each one of them is not the marriage, it's not the first marriage for each one of them, so then we do not do Nefilat Apayim for only 3 days from the time of the chuppah. So here in the footnote of the Halacha Brura, he brings down that to do with Sheva Brachot, there's a machloket, to do with a widow getting married to a widower, do they make the bracha of Asher Bara only 1 day or 3 days? And there's a machloket over there, we are posek that we only do it for 1 day. Nevertheless, to do with the concept of Simcha, there we will come and we will have Simcha for these days. And therefore, what happens is that we do not say whatsoever the Nefilat Apayim or Vidui during this time. And this was a Minhag already in many different places. And therefore, again, this is the entire concept of the 3 days of Simcha, 3 days of joy, even though it's not attached to what we said, it's not attached to the Sheva Berachot, still for 3 days we don't say Nefilat Apayim.